Good morning, everyone. Jackie Fleeter is my name. I was born Jackie Johnson. I had a brother and a sister. I was born in 1963. I grew up in, born in Portland, moved to Salt Lake City for a while, then grew up mostly in Great Falls, Montana. My parents believed in God, would pray occasionally, but really weren't particularly spiritual. We had a next door neighbor who was a Lutheran pastor, and we became friendly with him and sometimes would go to church for a while. I remember not liking church, thought most people that were attending were pretty hypocritical. And I also thought that they couldn't really answer my questions about how the universe manifested, what was God, and other spiritual questions I had. So I really didn't have much use for church. I did have a number of experiences when I was younger. One I remember in particular was a dog that had been accidentally killed that we owned. And I thought about it one night and was crying about the lost dog. And the dog came out from under the bed in the middle of the night, and I petted it, and it gave me all this love, and I got a shock from it. So I knew that it told me everything was okay. So I knew that there was life after death and things like that. I just couldn't reconcile it with the churches that I experiences I had. So around seventh grade, my parents divorced. My teenage years were pretty challenging. My mom had a drinking problem. My grandfather had a drinking problem. She was pretty upset about the divorce. I also did not feel worthy. I wanted to punish myself. I thought about suicide a fair amount as a teenager. I had a lot of out-of-body experiences and poltergeist type experiences. I grew in my teens and late teens, not able to understand this or explain this. And my parents thought I was just having dreams. Sometimes I had beautiful experiences. For all the way until to my mid-20s, I slept with the covers over my head because of these experiences. I didn't seem to be able to control them. You know, sometimes they were good, sometimes they were not. Later, I was to learn about a couple of past lives that would explain some of these experiences. In my 30s, I finally got a hold of the teachings of Ascended Masters, found on Archangel Michael, and was able to stop some of this activity that was happening. These out-of-body experiences seem to happen a lot of times without my control. Anyways, once I was able to call on Archangel Michael, I only had experiences that were of the light. In high school, I liked art. My parents thought I would do art, but I didn't have very good grades. I was challenged mentally and emotionally, as I said, so my grades weren't very hot. My parents thought I'd probably go into art and ended up changing my mind and going studying engineering instead. And I graduated in aerospace engineering. And then I got better grades because I was motivated at that time. In high school, I wasn't too motivated. I also dealt with dyslexia somewhat, and that played a role in my grades too, I would say, now that I understand it. When my parents were divorced, my dad would take us. He was a physical fitness therapist, into physical fitness, and he was actually a salesman, and he would take us out running, and then we did cross-country running, cross-country skiing in winter, became pretty proficient at that. Backpacking was another thing he did, so I developed a love for the outdoors, and I remember I used to sit and just kind of bliss out in the outdoors and meditate and commune with the Holy Spirit there, so that was my spiritual foundation through high school. And then, of course, I went on to college and got a BA in aerospace engineering. And I went to work in Phoenix, Arizona for Space Data, which later turned into Orbital Sciences. There I learned to design control systems for suborbital rockets and some orbital rockets. These rockets carried various military payloads and some scientific payloads. During this time, I married my first husband. I had a very worldly consciousness at that time. I was somewhat of a rebel, take a different path type of person. For 5 years, I was married to my first husband, divorced him after it just didn't seem like we were moving on the same path. And I think it was a karmic balancing type of marriage. So I got through that, and approximately age 33, I left the aerospace industry and did art shows. At that time, I found the teachings of the Ascended Masters through a friend that I met at one of the art shows. And I got involved in the teachings of the Summit Lighthouse and the Church Universe on Triumphant. My friend later became a mentor for me, and she gave me a book about a lady, an archaeologist in the early 19th century, 1920s. Her name was Gertrude Bell, and she was, the book is Desert Queen. And so she said, "I think this is you." And of course, I looked at the picture, and it was a spitting image of my grandmother, who I look a lot alike. And now I'd say I'm looking more and more like this lady, Gertrude Bell. But it did explain a lot of things that I experienced in my life, even if it turns out it wasn't true. But I felt like I had a lot of deja vu. I can remember some situations, especially in the aerospace industry, where I'd have this deja vu, and it was just so overwhelming. I knew that it had meaning. And then when I was to read this book, some of the people and players and situations in this book were linked directly to this deja vu. So it helped explain a lot to me in my life and why I got into some situations, which I didn't think on second thought weren't so hot. But I realized that that situation had to come up to balance the karma and to resolve it. So I first read my first book on the Ascended Masters is Climb the Highest Mountain by Elizabeth Clare Prophet. I didn't really understand most of it, but it said God was inside of me, and I knew that was true. So I kept studying Elizabeth Clare Prophet books and the Church Universal and Triumphant Literature. Around 2002, I left the Church Universal and Triumphant because of the way the president and staff were treating people. So during this time, I had two kids. We also had a Summit Lighthouse study group, and we had been doing for a while, and that ended during that time. So I ended up decreeing on my own, and sometimes with my friend Jeanette in Tucson. At that point, sometime around 2005, I guess, just before the Heart Center started, I heard about David's dictations, and I decided to sign up to listen to the first conference, where El Morya came on and the broadcast, and he said, "Is this me?" And I laughed because I knew it was him. And so I was glad to finally find the Ascended Masters again. And I was a lot happier and a lot more balanced because I had these teachings to help me understand what was going on in the world. So I've been with the Heart Center since then. One of the memorable trips that I took early on was the pilgrimage to the California missions. On that trip, El Morya said that I was a saint, and I was pretty surprised because my life didn't seem very saintly or very spiritual. And at that time, I learned about the embodiment as a nun, Mary of Agreda, which there's a class on that, and it goes into all the details about her. She was very pious, and she would leave her body and do spiritual work. And I think that had to do a lot with the stuff that was going on in my younger years. But she also felt very unworthy. And also probably that had something to do with my feeling of unworthiness when I was young. And also this other life with Gertrude Bell had some of those tones in it. So now I kind of understand why I went through all the things that I went through and why, you know, maybe my life didn't seem very spiritual, but it was what was required for me to do. And I think the other thing, too, is even though I was, as a nun, you know, I was very pious and everything in the Catholic Church, this life, I didn't want to get into that mold again. I think I wanted to be into the New Age type of stuff. And so my feeling about not wanting to be in a church, I think that was sort of a way of keeping me on my path and not getting stuck back in the same matrix that I've had in the past. So pretty much understand all these things now and feel comfortable with them. And I understand people in other situations similar to mine, being able to help them and understanding them more because I've had these experiences that I had. So in the Heart Center, I was on the council for 6 years and the treasurer for 3 years. I worked in fundraising. I really think that this has been the most helpful thing that I've done in my life as well, not only being in the heart center, but also the dictations, the darshans, the sharings, is always raises me higher and helps me to focus on what is important in life. Since then, I've been studying Vastu the last 6 years, which is the science of being and the science of how does God manifest into the world of form. And I built several buildings and I've given a few talks on that. I'm sure you've heard a lot about that. If not, those talks can be found on the Heart Friends sharings. So I built a house and a temple and worked also at the Healing Light Retreat, and we built a temple there and continue to work there. I think that this architecture combines all my knowledge of science, spirituality, engineering. And so now I'm getting to the point where I can put all these things together and make a major contribution to the earth on divine architecture and divine art in my own way. I can see now that the masters were with me all the time and how all my experiences fit together for me to do the work I am doing. And now my husband and I feel are fulfilling our divine plan. So the last part is just, I wanted to say artwork has always been a passion. I've been more of I like geometry. And so I've got a slideshow I put up, but spirituality, I think it is reflected in my art. And so the first slide we can go to, Kathleen, it's called Coots and Daylights, one of my paintings. I took some quick pictures yesterday, and these are square paintings, but I need to do a better job taking pictures. But anyways, this gives you an idea. So the picture looks a little distorted, but it's really just the camera lens having to take it at an angle. But anyways, this one's called Coots and Daylight. I did this when I was in the aerospace industry. And what it represents to me is these are birds, coots, their silhouette, and they're standing in the sunshine, like your tube of light almost, the rays of the sun, and they absorb those rays. And then they walk, they're offset from those rays in the picture so that you can see them. I guess it represents kind of like the light of God and how it permeates us and we become it. And, you know, we glow with these rays. Anyways, that's what it represents. The next slide I have is, this is my most recent artwork using Vastu called A New Day. And it also has to do with the new day that we have coming right now. So that was one of the big themes. There's a lot of Vastu principles in this. Maybe it's might be hard for you to see, but I was playing with them. Part of it is the spin that we see, the measure of it. The little cubes have to do with Vastu that you see in it, the center. And there are actually belts of energy and belts of color that I've done in there. And then the plant itself, I have a love of the outdoors, the plants, and it kind of these, maybe somebody called them lotuses, show the different stages of a flower. You know, it starts to turn pink as it opens and then becomes fully pink and the center develops. So the center one is developed completely in radiating light. So kind of represents my observations in nature too. Next one is called Evening by the Lake. I did. It's got a lot of metallic in it, paint, so it's hard to take a picture of it. But it's just one I did when I lived in Phoenix in the aerospace industry that I like a lot. And it shows a representation of my work. This one's called Golden Possibilities. It's made out of a gold metallic paint. It didn't really come out as well in the picture. But the golden cube has to do with, you know, I did this when I was in the aerospace industry, and this Vastu's golden creates these little golden cubes. Also, I just have an interest in gold in itself, as some of you know. And so I think that was kind of representing that when I did that. The next one, Star Spiral, is about the galaxies. I think it also represents to me angels spiraling. So this was done when I was in the aerospace industry, and I think it was foreshadowing my spiritual work. And this is another one I did, which is called Rock Face. And you see in the corner of it, there's a little rock, the actual rock that I found on the ground that I used to make the painting. But I think it just represents to me how the consciousness of mankind is sort of like a rock, and it's molded and chipped out and becomes then God consciousness. So that's what it represented. to me. And the city, next one that I have is called City Bridge. And that's when I was living in Phoenix also. And just seeing the lights, the planes, the cars going over a bridge at nighttime, I painting of that. The last one I have here to show you is also a Vastu painting. And it was a fairly recent one. I took a class last summer. I think it was last summer. Anyways, this is using the ancient techniques that they used in Nepal for painting, mandala painting. It's a simple mandala painting, but we combined it with Vastu, which is the divine measure. So we had this lady who was a PhD in this type of painting from Kathmandu come, and she was also studying with my teacher, Dr. Jesse Mercier, on the divine measure, because they had lost the knowledge of the divine measure, but they had kept the knowledge of how did they do these paintings, very spiritual process. That could be a whole talk on itself and how they create these paintings. But basically, it is an ensouled painting. And you may be able to see that in this, that it is actually a living painting and it's ensouled. And that's how they used to do these paintings. Anyways, I thought of this as being Helios and Vesta is what my name of it is. So that gives you a picture of some of my art that I've done in the past and some of my work. And thank you, Kathleen, and everyone.
Thank you, Jackie. We definitely appreciated seeing this side of you also with the art. And it does make so much sense, as you said, with your Vastu, combining your artistic abilities and your engineering knowledge and your love of architecture. And Jackie, if you could just quickly tell us, I know we're running out of time a little bit here today, because you studied Vastu in India and you've been to India several times, did you have any particular experiences about having been there before or some reason why this Indian knowledge that you're able to bring forth to the world is coming through you?
Not particularly. I think those were previous embodiments of a long time ago. That's what I'm thinking. But, you know, more what I've felt is I think these other lifetimes were more important for me in this lifetime. But I feel like there's some connection. I haven't really come upon any particular embodiments, though, or remembrance of that time. But I'm sure that I at some time had those embodiments in that time frame, when Mayan was around.
I see. And we do know that Mayan was an ascended master also, so it all makes
sense. Yeah, and Mayan was the one that brought forth Vastu, for those people that don't know. And he is also, I believe, Sana Kamara, the Ancient of Days. So he brought forth the teachings on Vastu.
And it makes sense. It's so Venusian. It's so beautiful in all of its essence. So Thank you. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you very much for being with us and sharing your story with us. And it's always wonderful to hear people's different paths and how we've now come together in one community. We are grateful.
Okay. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you, Jackie. Okay. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye.